The New York Times has called our next guest the hottest comic in America. Sebastian Maniscalco is coming to St. Louis next week. He's going to be at the Fox on June 23rd and June 24th. You can get tickets by going to his website, sebastianlive.com. Sebastian, great to have you with us on 101 ESPN in St. Louis.
Oh, thanks for having me. Can't wait to get to St. Louis. I'm from Chicago, so anytime I get a chance to come to the Midwest, I really get excited. I mean, the Midwest, the fans there are, they really know comedy. And St. Louis, the Fox Theater is gorgeous, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Sebastian, I'm on your Twitter feed right now, and there's a very striking photo of you that you posted from your modeling days. And I know you're a Midwest boy because you're standing in what looks like an abandoned cornfield after harvest. You've got an unbuttoned shirt going on here. Take me through what was happening at that moment.
Let me give you the background on that photo. So every Italian kid growing up goes through a modeling phase because their mother keeps telling them they're so handsome. So I had these headshots done. I believe that was in Rockford, Illinois. The photographer took me to like a expressway off ramp where there was this like wheat field, and he's like, just get in the wheat and unbutton your shirt, and then we'll take some shots. And what do I know? I'm 18 years old. I'm sitting there with half a sweater open, and thinking I'm going to be on the cover of GQ. And that's about as far as the modeling career went. It basically ended right after that photo was taken.
Well, Sebastian, how did you go from being a model in a wheat field to being a comic? How did the path evolve?
So, I always loved stand-up comedy. I used to watch Johnny Carson and all the comedians used to come on Johnny Carson, and I wanted to do it at such a young age. So, after I graduated college, I took a ride out to Los Angeles when I was 24 years old and basically hit the ground running out here. And I have really no TV or film credits to catapult me into stand-up comedy. It's all stand-up. It's just going to club to club to club to club, and eventually got up to theaters and arenas, and it's been great. I mean, really, really enjoyed doing it. I mean, over the pandemic, I was dying. You know, I mean, I was like, I've been doing this for 24 years, and all of a sudden, it was taken away. And I'm sitting around the house, and my wife's like, "What's wrong with you?" I go, "What's wrong with you?" I mean, I gotta make people laugh. So it's so nice to go back out and do stand-up comedy, especially after being absent for two years.
And Sebastian, a lot of comics were doing virtual stuff. I can't imagine how difficult that must be to not get the immediate feedback like you'll get at the Fox next week.
Yeah, I didn't get into that whole virtual thing, you know, like a lot of comedians were doing like comedy in their living room. I'm like, geez, that's a tough pill to swallow. What I did was like kind of Q&As, like companies would have like a sales meeting and they want some type of entertainment. So I would like do a Q&A on a Zoom and make it funny. But yeah, I mean, there's no other feeling than going to a live comedy show and feeling the energy of the audience. It's just, and especially, like I said, at that Fox Theater is one of my goals was actually to play all the Fox Theaters in the country, and they're just gorgeous. If you haven't been, you definitely have to go. It's one of the most it's very, very pretty.
Yeah, they're stunning, Sebastian. Absolutely. Well, it's Dad's Week here on our show as we gear up for Father's Day. And you actually wrote the story of your dad about my father is coming out hopefully sooner rather than later because I'm dying to see it. But you wrote the story of your dad, and Robert De Niro played your dad. So that had to be pretty surreal for not only you to be able to write the story of your dad, but to have the great Robert De Niro play him.
Crazy experience. So we were on set, and De Niro wanted my father on set to kind of whisper in his ear of like how he would do things and what have you. So I brought my father to Mobile, Alabama, where we shot the movie, and my father's a beautician. And in the movie, there's a scene where he's doing hair. So, you know, I'm watching my father teach De Niro how to do dye jobs and blowouts. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe this is a guy I had a poster on my wall in my bedroom growing up. And now my father's teaching him how to do hold a blow dryer. It was crazy to see. And of course, my father, being who he is, he comes up to me and he's asking me, how much am I getting paid for this? I go, who are you getting paid for this? Dad, you're at a movie set with De Niro. What do you mean getting paid? He goes, well, I'm losing clients at home. What's the salary? So my dad, is looking to get his union card out of this. So it was great. It's a love story between a father and a son. It's probably going to come out next year, and it's hysterical. It was 6 weeks of basically an acting lesson for me working with De Niro.
And I need to know, did Robert De Niro learn how to hold the blow dryer correctly?
Yeah, this guy's a savant. I mean, he got my dad down pretty good. So he was really, really engaged with my father. He didn't want my father to leave the set. And my father's like, I got to get back home. He really, this is probably arguably one of the greatest actors of our generation. And here he is playing my dad. So we were very fortunate to get him to do the movie. And I think people are really going to enjoy it.
Sebastian, another thing people will see on your Instagram page, and all they need to do is follow you at Sebastian Comedy, is that you do food presentation. Where did that come from?
That came out of the pandemic. I always wanted to marry my passion for food and comedy, and we came across this idea I had about going around and tasting food, and I always wanted to do sushi and learn how to make it. So we went and we learned from the best sushi chefs here in Los Angeles of how to make it, how they source their fish, and all that. So we did 13 episodes on Discovery Plus. And we called it Well Done with Sebastian Maniscalco. And really had a great time doing that. I mean, we did it during the pandemic, so definitely got me off the couch and back into entertainment in a different type of way. But really enjoyed it, and looking forward to doing another season of that sometime in the future.
It looks absolutely delicious. And Michelle and I both have food comments or questions. Number one, you have the bit about the woman in the Subway store. And I have seen that before, and you do it so well, because people walk into the Subway and they have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, it's pretty much self-explanatory. When you walk in the Subway, there's a bunch of ingredients, there's bread, and you tell the guy what you want on the sandwich. And you sit in line and you look at these people and they're like baffled. They're sitting there looking, and they even like map it out for you on the window. Like, step one, pick bread. Step two, it's amazing the lack of common sense out there when you go into the world. It's just astonishing. I mean, people go, where do you come up with your material? I go, walk out the door. Right. I mean, take a look around. Especially, you go to the airport, too. It's like you look around the airport, and I'm looking at these people and going, how did you even manage to purchase the ticket? I'm looking at people at the gate, and I'm like, how did you go through the Expedia process to even get your ticket? They don't even look like it looks like a slumber party at the airport. Nobody's dressed. And they basically roll out of bed and they're in their pajamas. I mean, there used to be a time in this country when you traveled and you got dressed up for the occasion. And now you go to the airport and it's like, people got rollers in their hair.
They're wearing slippers half the time at the airport, Sebastian.
No, yeah, slippers is definitely now an acceptable way to travel. And the people bring their own pillows on the plane, which I don't understand that move at all. Like, you're going to take the pillow from your bed and bring it on an airplane with a pillow? I don't know. It just seems like the country's upside down when it comes to any type of hygiene or presentation.
I want to go back to food, Sebastian, and Well Done with Sebastian on Discovery Plus. So you're Italian, I'm Italian, and any Italian family has a secret recipe or a dish that they think that their family does better than anybody else. So if Sebastian is going to make a family dish that's going to wow everybody, what is it?
There's a thing in Sicilian culture, it's called pasta tagliata. It's a pasta layered. It's almost like a lasagna, but within the layers is meat and pine nuts and cheese and a red sauce. My father really does it well. As he grows older, he's, I don't know if you're noticing this with your parents. I mean, they used to be good cooks. Now, like, my mother is making, she makes an unbelievable cheesecake, but then she'll go, I made cheesecake, but I didn't have any cheese, so I used coconut. What? it's not even a cheesecake anymore, Ma. As they grow older, I just tend to take them out to eat now. I mean, as far as my parents getting behind the stove, I think those days are done.
One of the funniest people in America is Sebastian Maniscalco. He'll be here in St. Louis at the Fox next Thursday and Friday. You can get tickets at SebastianLive.com. Thanks so much for your time, sir. We do appreciate it. Looking forward to having you in town next week.
You got it. I can't wait.
Take care. That is Sebastian Maniscalco with us on Carriker and Smallman on 101 ESPN.